Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Armor Report. I am your host, Brett Rosenthal, and this show is about stock market investing as seen through the millennial lens. Now, forgive me for yesterday's malfunction. I do this show every day at 12 o'clock, and yesterday I had a complete meltdown of all technology, which was a bit frustrating. But we're here today, and as always, we're going to go through market news, economic news. We're going to see how it affects our algorithms. We start with the top five indexes, the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ, small caps, mid caps. Everything flows from there. So we look to see what our algorithms are telling us. Step one, all five algorithms are telling us to be holding cash. How do you use that as an investor? Don't forget, this is a live trading desk. All this information that I'm revealing to you, I use every day in my own capital management, for my own private capital and that of individuals I work with. And I try to share it with you to help you get more comfortable with the millennial tools needed to excel in the market today. Algorithms are the number one step. Everything flows from there. Algorithms help you get on the right side of probabilities and statistics. They help you put money to work when the reward is great enough for the risk being taken. Those are the two questions you should always ask yourself before committing any capital to the market. In fact, I have a list of rules of the road, I call it, from 30 years on the high seas that I share with you every day. And that's one of those most important rules. It's rule number three. Every investment decision we make on the trading desk begins and ends with these two thoughts. Will this put me on the right side of probabilities and statistics? And is the reward versus risk worth it for me to put money to work? What does it mean when I say put you on the right side of probabilities? Perfect example. If the market is getting crushed and drops 5 days in a row and it's going into the close and you run out there and short, you are definitely on the wrong side of probabilities. You're putting that short out right at the end of the day after a big decline in the market because your emotions are telling you tomorrow is going to be the crash. Well, guess what? Markets usually don't crash. That's a 1,000-to-1 shot at best. You're on the wrong side of probabilities. Patience, the market will gap up in the morning. And you can put your short out on the gap up, on the run back to the VWAP. This is millennial investing. This is controlling your emotions, using algorithms, using things like volume weighted average price, which is incredibly important. I'm going to go over that in a minute. I'm going to reveal to you step by step how we made money this morning in a day trade. Please follow us on Twitter. When we can, we update you on trades that we're involved in. And today we were telling you, this morning, when the market gapped down, we said it's gapped down to the VWAP. Now the real game gets started. Before I get to that, let's just go over the top five indexes. How do you use this in your own portfolio? Well, we have tracking portfolios at Interactive Brokers. And the individuals we work with are they open an account at Interactive Brokers, and then they link to one of the three tracking portfolios. One is aggressive, one is moderate, and one is conservative. In the conservative accounts, we're going to carry the biggest amount of cash. In the aggressive accounts, we're going to carry the least amount of cash. And, of course, moderate is obvious. It's in the middle. If you're doing this on your own, you have to determine what percentages you want to hold. In our tracking portfolios right now, we've got 100% cash in our conservative portfolio. We are literally invested in U.S. Treasury bills collecting an interest rate of better than 2%. The reason we're doing that is that this particular risk-off signal is very concerning to us. We've been in that position for those conservative portfolios for quite some time now. We were 100% cashed all through October, avoided the collapse. Then we put some capital to work early November, immediately got out when things didn't work, and now we're back in cash. For our aggressive portfolio, we are long a couple of individual stocks. We're long GDX, which is our exposure to the precious metals mining space. I'll get to that later. Okay, it's now or never in that group. I'll explain that a little bit later. We're short the market using puts on the big averages. And intraday, we're long the market when we get opportunities. That's how our aggressive portfolios run. And if you can imagine what our balanced portfolio in the middle looks like, okay? So when I say to you we're 100% cash based on our algorithms, you have to look at your own risk tolerance, your own portfolio, and determine how you want to play it. Some longer-term investors who try to hold through the major market swings will be wanting to prune the tree and protect their core positions by raising cash everywhere else. That's what we would do. Okay? So let's move on. I know the questions I get on email, you can always send me an email through our website, rosenthalcapital.com. That's also where our real-time risk on, risk off monitor is, and we tell you what the big five indexes look like from an algorithm standpoint, and then we try to highlight groups that we're following or we may be long or short. But you can always send me emails through there. And when I get emails through there or I get direct messages on Twitter, which is at Brett Rosenthal, B-R-E-T Rosenthal. You can also follow me on hashtag Armor Report, A-R-M-R Report. I get a lot of questions of, well, what's going to get us to get long again? When will the algorithms tell us to start taking risk again? And I don't know the answer. It could be tomorrow. It could be next week. It could be next month. I don't try to get ahead of the algorithms. That just gets you in trouble. So what I do, what I will say is this, and this is, I'm going to jump to rule number 51 now on my list that I'm building for you and a list that I'm building for my children. I have a 5-year-old son, a 2-year-old daughter. I'm going to share these investment rules of the road that I've learned over 30 years in the high seas of doing this. I'm going to give them this book that I'm writing when they're 18, go off into the world. I want them to understand investing. And I'll probably sprinkle in some fatherly wisdom on life in general. Who knows? I might share that with you too. But I try to focus these rules on investing because this is an investing show. What rule are we going over today? I've got it written down as rule number 51 today, but this is again a live trading desk, so sometimes I get confused in the sense that I'm looking at something else. I'm looking at a trade and I forget where I am when I'm talking to you. Sorry about that. Okay, great. Rule number 27. And I guess I'll post this up tomorrow. Rule 27. I'm going to get to it today, though. In a downtrend, the stock market can have two strong rally days, and it means nothing to the trend and nothing to our algorithm. 2 days where the market goes up means absolutely nothing. It would not change the algorithm. Markets are going down. We're in cash. The market goes up for a couple days. It really isn't going to change anything. There would have to be a massive, massive move higher for it to possibly change something. And even then, I doubt it. I mean, I doubt it. So statistically speaking, with like a 98% probability, two up days in the market means nothing in a downtrend. Three up days means the trend could be changing and we might start getting involved. But all throughout the last X amount of decades, when the markets, let's say the last, two decades, so the last 20 years, let's focus on that. When the market goes into a downtrend, it will always have these periods where it rockets higher for a day or two just to shake out the shorts, just to make people, think now's the bottom and sucker people in. And, so we try to avoid those types of whipsaws. So just as a general rule of thumb, rule 27, in a downtrend, the stock market can rally 2 days in a row, and it really doesn't mean anything. Day three, 3 days in a row, now it starts to get interesting. There could be a change in direction. We might start putting some risk out. Very often you'll have a big, huge up day in a downtrend, big reversal day, which is what yesterday was. Then the market will kind of churn. Maybe it closes higher today. Maybe it doesn't, but it kind of churns. And then, you know, back down next week to new lows if we're in a downtrend. We'll have to wait and see. I try not to get ahead of the algorithms. I don't want my ego to get in the way of execution. So I try not to make too many predictions. Let's just look at the algorithms. And if we're in a position to get long, we get long. And we don't question it. Okay? Let's look at the day trade today. I was tweeting early in the morning that in a down, first of all, the last couple days since I've been in this, the algorithms have told us to have a big cash position. I've been sharing with you that that's the best time for day trading. Volatility is huge right now. So you get these great swings. We had a great trade yesterday off the lows. And then what do we have this morning? I just tweeted about it. So I try to help you guys out. The market gapped down this morning. Don't forget another one of the rules on the rules of the road. Gap downs offer great buying opportunities. Gap ups offer selling opportunities. Rule number 51, gap downs, I'm always looking to go long. Gap ups, that's what I'm looking to short. So we gapped down this morning. We gapped right down to the VWAP. Alert, alert, alert. Millennial tool being discussed. VWAPs, volume weighted average prices. It's where the big institutions are executing orders. It's where block trades are going off. That's the real price of the day. Everything else is noise around that real price. Just like in the old days where you had a bid of 20 and an offer of 20 and a half, the real trading was going on at 20 and a quarter, right? Inside the bid and offer. But we don't have that anymore because, don't get me off on this rant, but the stupidity of the powers that be that decided to get rid of fractions and go to pennies, which gave rise to the machine and the type of market we're living with today. Humans are no longer really on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange executing. There's no real liquidity when the market starts going down. The machines all run for the hills, and that's why you have huge dislocations on the downside. Okay. All right. That's the way everybody wanted it. Let's save the small investor a couple pennies on commissions and screw him with computer trading. Well done, Arthur Levitt. What a winner for the people. What a hero for the little guy. Well done. All right. I'm off of that rant. Thanks for listening. Let's get back to making money together in the market that we live in today, the millennial market. Volume weighted average price is the single most important piece of information you need to learn. You need to love it. If you're day trading, you have to use it. Even if you're position taking, why not pay a price where the institutions are executing? Why are you paying three standard deviations above the VWAP? You're just getting suckered. Be patient. Pay three standard deviations below the VWAP. Now you're starting to execute like a professional. So I said to you this morning, the real game has started with the gap down. It took the markets right to the previous day's closing VWAP. The triple Qs went a little below the VWAP, the S&P a little above the VWAP, the small cap index right to the VWAP. Then we got a buying signal and a trigger on our intraday trading tool at 9:48 on all three of the indexes. I don't trade the Dow, but I could. The Dow did the same thing, gave us the same signal. All right, boom, we got to run right up to close the gap and test the highs of yesterday. Beautiful trade. This is why in our aggressive portfolio, we're, you know, we day trade the indexes. We're short the indexes using puts, but we get long the indexes after sell-offs. That helps us maintain our put position and not get thrown off by the volatility. Building a cushion with our day trading capital allows us to hold on to that capital that we've put out on the put side. If we can make enough money intraday trading to pay for those puts, then the puts become the easiest thing in the world to carry. There's no emotion to it. We've just used the house's money to build put position. Okay? And we're not greedy on the day trading side. We put the trades on, we hit targets, we sell on the way up. So we're buying weakness and selling strength using algorithms for intraday trades. And it's all automated. Making it real easy. All right. So to wrap up this segment about what the algorithms are saying, they're saying nothing has changed. The market still is headed lower. We would need another up day, not just one big up day, not just one reversal day. We need three for us to start thinking differently. It's totally normal for the market to have a big reversal day in a downtrend, and it means nothing. The close today is going to be very important. I'm very curious to see where it's going to close, because here we are again. The market's come back down and tested yesterday's closing VWAP. The triple Qs are right back to it. They bounced off it again, went higher. Small caps came right down to yesterday's closing VWAP again, bounced off of it. The S&P is acting the best, where it's trading above yesterday's closing VWAP. If we take out yesterday's closing VWAP on these indexes, the market is going to plummet to the close. It's going to get ugly. So be advised. Be aware. If you haven't already protected your portfolio, think about doing it. And I know everyone's excited about, you know, rallies into Thanksgiving or rallies, you know, Santa Claus rallies or all this other mumbo jumbo. Look, guys, things that worked previous to 2008 do not work in the market we live in today. You can no longer just blindly put money to work, because here's an axiom that always works. Oh, the market goes up, it's a Santa Claus rally. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It doesn't have to do that anymore. Algorithms dominate market behavior, and they take advantage of human emotion and human action. And if everyone's on one side of, here comes a Santa Claus rally, the market will get its head handed to it and sell off, capturing all those fools who thought, oh, well, this has always worked. It doesn't work after 2008. The world's different. Get used to it. You can't just look at Stock Trader's Almanac and make investments. Okay. Let's get to the group of the day. Let's get to the group of the day. The title of this podcast is Armor Report, Investing in the Millennial Stock Market, Gold, Silver, and GDX. This is the third time. Those of you who have been listening to me, this is my 41st or 40th maybe podcast in a row. Yesterday's malfunction notwithstanding. And we've traded GDX twice, and we've made money twice, albeit small money. But we've put risk on when the reward was worth it. Then we've raised our stop to wall off our risk. We got stopped out. We went back to cash with a small gain both times. We're back at it again. And I was going to tell you this yesterday, but I did on Twitter, but my technology cut out on me. So we got long GDX yesterday. Risk on, buy signal. And this morning, GDX gaps up like 1.5%. Which is beautiful, because now we're in a position where we can raise our stop to break even and let it ride. Let's see if this entry point is the one. One of these entry points on gold and silver and the mining companies is going to be huge. The reward, if we get it right, is probably a 50% move in GDX in a two-month window. That's why I keep looking at it, because when you get it and it's right, you get paid. Keep your stops tight. Don't get greedy. Don't force your will on the market. If it fails, you're out. 1942 is the price it has to close above for me to think this signal may be real. We ran up to 1947, 48, 49. Now we're back down to 1940. So today is going to be interesting. I've been putting up on Twitter a couple of charts for you all to look at. And I'll give you a moment to go over to Twitter right now because the picture is worth a thousand words. Hashtag Armor Report, A-R-M-R Report, R-E-P-O-R-T. You'll see I put up a chart today, and I put up a couple charts yesterday, the day before, talking about gold, first of all. Today's chart was GDX. Yesterday's chart, or the day before, I put up a gold versus dollar chart. You know, basic rule of thumb, if the dollar's going up, gold prices go down. But I put up a chart that shows since September, the price of the dollar has been going up and gold's been going up. Gold's making higher lows and higher highs while the dollar's going up over the last couple of months. Not normal. If the dollar ever starts to go back down, and by the way, if you look at the dollar chart, it's run right up into huge overhead resistance. So technically speaking, if the dollar has just peaked out and gold has been moving off of the lows in an uptrend since September, you could be getting close to a breakdown in the dollar, which would really, you know, rip gold higher and gold stocks would go through the roof. Today, the dollar is getting whacked. And gold is up over about 2/3%. And gold stocks are up 1.5%. This could be the beginning. Now, today's chart pattern, I hope you're looking at it. Click on it. Hashtag Armor Report. Look for the chart I put up at GDX today. There's been three gap ups all around the same price, about $19 a share, over the last couple of months. Institutions have stepped up and put money to work repeatedly at that price in a big way, creating gap ups. And today's gap up, number three, completes an island reversal. In other words, there was a gap down a few trading sessions ago below 19, and then an immediate gap back up, creating an island. Island reversals can be very powerful and very telling. It's just caught a whole bunch of people. It gapped down and caught a bunch of shorts, and it just gapped back up. If this gap holds, you could be in for a big ride in this stock. And this is the third gap up at this price in the last couple of months. And so I tweeted out, it's now or never on this group. The reward is worth the risk. We were in before the gap up, so now we can raise our stop to break even. So, you know, with the exception of a big gap down, we're going to be able to wall off our risk on an intraday basis at least. Now's the time to do it. This is all about getting on the right side of probabilities and statistics and reward and risk. Statistically speaking, this is the right price point to put capital to work. And the reward's enormous if we're right from here. Guys ask me, am I buying the stocks? You know what? I'm just not buying the stocks. It's hard enough to make money in this group. I don't need to go out there and buy the stocks. If I was, Newmont Mining is probably the best name. But then again, Newmont dominates GDX. So I'm just going to buy GDX and play it that way. It's the most liquid. I can get in and out real quick. I don't have to worry about the stock that I buy not participating. That's a millennial tool. It's called an exchange-traded fund. They're great. Trade like stocks. But for those of you who are real aggressive, for those of you who love gold mining companies and believe in gold and think that gold is going to have a major resurgence, now's the time to lay in all of your favorite individual stock names. I'll leave that up to you. You got to do your own homework, find out what you want to own. And this takes me to another thought, though. I wonder, let's take a quick peek. Does Newmont have a dividend? It does. Well, it's only 1.7%, so it's not the greatest dividend yield. But that takes me to the final segment of the show. another question I've been fielding via phone calls. Feel free to call me if you'd like on our website, rosenthalcapital.com. Right at the top is our phone number, 561-575-6832. And I've been getting a lot of questions of what do you do in a bear market? How do I put money to work? Well, one thing I do is I hold a lot of treasury bills, hold a lot of cash, let the market crater. Luckily, you know, the market goes up 80% of the time. So bear markets are rare and, you know, they happen fairly quickly, and holding a lot of cash, there's nothing wrong during that period. You don't have to do anything. Just hold cash, be patient, and create alpha every day as the market plummets. And then when you get risk on opportunities, put money into the big indexes first, see if you can make money there, and then spread out. But another way to do it is in a big decline, things get mispriced. And the thing that I like the most that gets mispriced in a big decline are dividend-paying stocks. People are just throwing out the proverbial baby with the bathwater. And all of a sudden, you look at stocks that are paying these 5, 6, 7, 10% yields. And they start to look really good. And on weakness, I like to lay in some of these dividend payers. I'm going to give you one example of what I mean. And the example you've heard me talk about before, and that's the pipeline MLP ETF. I'd rather buy the ETF because I don't have to worry about K1s. AMLP is the symbol. It's got an 11% yield. Holy smokes. It's better than 10% after the costs. 10% yield on pipelines. And one reason why we're there, and this is what really makes it attractive to me, we've had a bizarre unwind, a dislocation in the oil markets. We had a lot of hedge funds get the weather reports wrong, so they were short natural gas and long oil, and they had to unwind that position. So the price of oil collapsed, natural gas went through the roof. A lot of these pipelines are pipelines for natural gas. Why would the pipeline stocks get destroyed? Well, it's just people are stupid. They're selling anything that has to do with oil. All right, sell it right to me. I got a basket right here. Give me a 10% yield on pipelines. It's incredible, I think. There's an example of dislocations that occur during bear markets that scare people. People don't know what the problem is, so they just go out there and they sell everything. You get unwinds because of hedge fund trades that have gone wrong, and that creates opportunity. AMLP looks like an opportunity to me. I don't own it yet. This is not a recommendation for you to go back up the truck. It's just an example of dislocations based on bear market behavior, but that puts things into a price point that becomes very attractive to me. And I look at dividend stocks for that. I like things like BlackRock at an 8% yield. I think they're eventually going to turn themselves into a corporation from an LP, just like KKR did, and the stock will go up a lot. You all know I've been a friend of IBM, even though I had to get out of the stock based on the algorithm, and saved us a ton of money. It got rid of my ego. I love the idea. I put money to work, got stopped out at a profit on the asset. Then the asset got destroyed when they made the acquisition of Red Hat. But I mean, the dividend's over 5% now. AT&T, Verizon's breaking out, 4.5% yield. That stock's not coming down, which is amazing. These are the things that look good. So I'm looking to buy dividend payers in market weakness, but I still wait for the algos to tell me risk on, and then I go after some of these dividend stocks. I'll look forward to talking to you again on Monday. You all have a great weekend, safe day of trading here at the close, and talk to you tomorrow or Monday.